The show's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. And according to the publicity material, just when you think you have seen the best that Irish music has to offer, a fresh new show from Ireland is taking the art form to an entirely new level. Celtic Crossroads presents Irish music like never before, set to do to Irish music what Riverdance has done to Irish dance. That is how Celtic Crossroads, the show from Ireland, bills itself. It's coming to Charleston tonight at 7:30 at the Dowden Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University. And earlier this morning, we were privileged to have the seven musicians of the show stop in our studio on their way from Chicago to Charleston and play about a half-hour set for us. And we'll be airing that in just a few minutes. And then we'll hear some music from their CD as well. They're in Charleston tonight at 7:30. It's Celtic Crossroads coming up on Live and Local. Harpsichordist Trevor Pinnock playing music by George Frederick Handel. It's the Air and Variations called The Harmonious Blacksmith from his keyboard suite in E major. For this portion of Live and Local, I'm very pleased to have seven musicians representing a show called Celtic Crossroads, which is going to be at the Dowden Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston this evening, 7:30 p.m., and they were kind enough to wake up early, since we're actually recording this slightly before noon and on their way to Charleston, and stop into our studio, and we'll introduce them immediately with, I think, some jigs. Celtic Crossroads on Live and Local. Thank you. Right, the seven members of the the show called Celtic Crossroads here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And they are, flutist is Lindsay Moyna, banjo player Jonas Fromsire, fiddler and musical director Michael McClintock, guitarist is Johnny Barrel, accordion player Marianne Knight, and we'll hear her singing in a little while, Ilan Pipes, Isaac Alderson, right? And drummer Dermot Hurley. And first of all, thank you all for getting off the bus so early and agreeing to stop in here. It's a real treat to have you. Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit about the background that led to the creation of this show? I understand you're the guy to tell us all about that.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
This is not one of those shows where there's really a musical director. It is, at the end of the day, it's just it's kind of like a hippie commune. You know, we all come up with the material. Everyone gets their kind of their say. The show kind of came out of Ireland on the west coast there, in Galway. We started off, you know, we were just playing in the streets for the first little while, you know, trying to get people into come and listen to us and maybe see our show later on. And and then gradually, you know, at first it was a summer project. It was just everyone was doing it in their summer holidays.
And this was about when?
This was about 4 years ago. 4 years ago now. And then about 2 years ago, we really started taking it much more seriously, and brought it over to the US. So we're playing some big shows now in the US. Things have really taken off.
And you've been here since January, at least. Since I was January. Looking at your website, and a bunch of dates in Texas and Georgia and my home state of Pennsylvania, and you're hopping all over the place.
Pretty much everywhere. And we went to Maui for the beginning of this tour.
Oh,
in Hawaii.
For the beginning in January, that's a nice place to be in January.
It's a pretty amazing place.
And of course, here you get some lovely Midwestern weather that you just sort of rolled into.
We're not used to rain.
No? Oh, yeah, there's plenty of rain, right? Yeah, that's why Ireland is supposed to be green, right? That's one of the stereotypes. Yeah. What is the what is he? Business manager, road manager, organizer, Kevin Crosby?
Kevin. Ah, yes.
Yeah, he was telling me a little bit about the deeper background of the idea of the crossroads.
Yeah. You might as well tell us about the crossroads, yeah.
That would have been a big tradition years ago. It actually came from, there was a time when kind of the Irish tradition was forbidden by the British that kind of came in, and their way of trying to fight back. Basically, the Irish culture was forbidden. You weren't allowed to speak the Irish language. You weren't allowed to play the Irish music. So their way of fighting back, they'd sneak out in the middle of the night or in the evening and go to a local meeting place, for example, a crossroads between two villages or something, and they'd just play and dance and jig away for the night. And then even when, like, it was no longer illegal to have the Irish culture, that kind of tradition stayed going and kind of turned into what we now know as the kind of Irish music session or so.
And how long ago did that change?
That would have been the 19th century.
18th century, about 100 years ago.
Yeah, about 100 years ago.
And it's still alive 100 years later.
Yeah. Pretty much so.
To a degree. And you're picking up, I mean, you're not just doing Irish music, but you're also part of the Crossroads ideas. You're picking up music from quite a number of other
styles,
traditions, including American bluegrass.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a bit of bluegrass as well.
Is that why we have a banjo in the mix?
Not really, actually, because the banjo was kind of incorporated into Irish music in the early 20s and 30s in the States. It's an American instrument, as you know, but this version only has four strings and it's tuned like a violin or a mandolin.
So yeah, I was going to say, it looks different from what it's shorter,
yeah,
also.
It's shorter and it only has four strings and it's tuned in fifths for anybody musical out there. And so it's basically very handy to play all the fiddle tunes on. A lot of tunes are composed for fiddle.
And five of you are from Ireland, are Irish. One of you, Jonas, are originally from
Denmark.
Denmark, but yeah. Living in Ireland.
Yeah, I've lived there the last 5 years and played music.
Last 5 years, and Isaac from Chicago.
Stonewall.
Now in New York. How did you get roped into this endeavor here?
I Well, a couple of people in the show I had met actually years and years ago. Irish music is a pretty small world, so I used to go over to Ireland for like competitions and summer schools and everything. So I met Lindsay actually probably about 10 years ago, and anyway, I knew a couple of people. And about a year ago, I was playing a gig on St. Patrick's Day in New York, and I met Eamon. I met a whole bunch of them, and so they had the pub. Yeah.
Where else? Yeah.
And there was an opening in the show. They called me
and
to do the gig.
And they must have thought you were decent.
Decent.
Yeah.
No, it's a pretty small community. Everyone knows everyone. So we knew Isaac by reputation, certainly.
Well, and since this is radio and not television, and you all can't tell, listeners, that you're a pretty young bunch here. What, early 20s for the most part here?
Pretty much.
Something like that. So
most
not all of us. Yeah, not all of us. But so if you've been going for about 4 years, some of you weren't even that yet.
Yeah.
Have most of you been involved in this since the beginning?
The five Irish. The four Irish and Mike. You've been there since the beginning.
Jonas has been with us for about 6 months as well.
We kind of got involved when we were in, like, coming out of university and stuff like that. So, in the beginning, when it was a summer project, we kind of had our summers off. So that's how we originally kind of gotten involved.
Well, that's a fun way to get going.
Yeah.
As a summer gig.
Summer job.
Yeah, so now here you are touring the world and doing some pretty good. I mean, I've seen some of the videos too, and one of the big appeals is also the visual aspect. I mean, it's not just a bunch of people sitting around playing. I mean, it's a pretty exciting show to watch.
Yeah, and there's dancing as well, and there's, you know, it's a pretty dynamic kind of high energy performance.
And are any of you the dancers among them?
Well, John was a part-time dancer.
Marianne here was like, Marianne does everything. She sings, she plays music, she dances.
And are we going to get to hear her sing next?
Sure.
All right. We're talking with members of the show called Celtic Crossroads, which is going to be at the Dowden Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston tonight at 7:30. If you'd like more information, it's eiu.edu/Doudna, D-O-U-D-N-A, I believe. Or you can just show up and get tickets at the door. What are we going to hear?
We're going to sing for you a song called Crooked Jack, and it's an old Irish, a working song about a man who left his homeland and started working in the mines. So for those of you who are crawling out of bed now and are experiencing a bit of pain in the old back, this one's for you, because Jack himself had a bad back, hence the reason he was called Crooked Jack.
Crooked Jack.
So here we go. Both young and stern, with adventures in your soul. There are better ways to spend your days than working down a hole. Well, I was talking to all the 6'2" when they broke me across the back. By the name unknown, and I stopped my home, yes, they call me Crooked Jack. Well, I'm the gangers, well, right, boy, he cried, and Big Jack, he could do no wrong. And the reason simply was because he could work both hard and strong. I was talking to all the 6'2" when they broke me across their back. By the name unknown, it's not my home, just they call me Crooked Jack. Well, that was just the day I went away to work on the Hydro Dams. Our sweat and tears, our hopes and fears bound up in shuddering jams. I was talking to all the 6'2" when they broke me across their back. By the name unknown, and it's not my home, and they call me Crooked Jack. Oh. seen such men before and their faces drawn and grey. Sure, I never thought so soon would mine be lying the self-same way. I was tall and true, 6'2", when they broke me across their back. By the name I'm known, and it's not my own, as they call me Crooked Jack. What don't they say that an honest work is tough, fire in the spirit and the soul? Don't believe me, boys, it's for sweat and blood they want you down the road. I was down into all the 6'2" when they broke me across that back. By the name I'm known, and it's not my own, as they call me Crooked Jack. I was down into and I was 4'2", they broke me across the back. By the name I'm known, and it's not my own. Good job.
Something like that. I thought I heard a little of bluegrass in that one, partly with the. I don't know if we picked up the vocal harmony in the back. Michael, you were jumping in, and was somebody else's voice in there, Johnny, as well?
Johnny's a soprano.
Well, somebody was singing the high. I couldn't quite tell who that was.
That would have been me doing my best first thing in the morning.
Doing his Prince.
Doing her best. Yeah, Marianne Knight was the. Lead vocalist there, doing the tune Crooked Jack.
Sorry, Jack.
Right. Yeah. From the show called Celtic Crossroads, which is going to be at Charleston tonight at 7:30 at the Doudna Fine Arts Center in the really quite nice Dvorak Concert Hall. When you get down there, I think you'll be pleased. Mm-hmm. They just recently redid it, and I was down there in November, and the shell is all copper.
Whoa.
So it's really sort of a spectacular looking, rich, warm, rich sound. I think you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Celtic Crossroads, I'm reading a part of from your website here, and somebody did a nice job of writing marketing copy. As the thunder starts to take hold, rhythms beating Irish dancers, defying laws of speed and gravity, musicians swapping instruments before your eyes, building and rising from a slow groove to a climactic, well, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it sound like quite a show. And of course, I'm just sitting watching you guys in sweatshirts and t-shirts. And it's all, we're all just acoustic right in here. But you're going to be somewhat plugged in during the show tonight, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're plugged in, but it's still very much, it's pretty old school in a lot of ways. There's not a lot of processing, going on. It's all old school instruments with no synthesizers. One of the few shows left that doesn't use backing tracks or anything like that. It's old school, but it's plugged in, just using microphones.
And you'll have a drum kit as well. We don't have that with us or not.
No drum kit.
Dermal's our drum kit.
Yeah. Dermal's our percussionist. He plays.
Dances.
We have stuff like the cajon and. Well, Dermot will tell you there.
Yeah, what is the cajon? I saw that listed.
The cajon is it's actually a Latin American instrument that has been taken into the Irish tradition in the last number of years, and it's very popular. And because you can emulate the sounds of the drum kit without actually having to take a whole drum kit everywhere with you, it's a very kind of wide ranging percussion instrument.
So that's a lot of that goes on in Irish music, where you're taking in instruments and styles from other traditions, and that's part of the point of your show, right?
That is true. Yeah.
It is, yeah. Especially nowadays, there's a lot of Irish music. There's a lot of kind of fusion going on at the moment. Recently, kind of taking Irish music and fusing it with different styles, kind of funky styles or kind of bluesy stuff.
A lot of Irish music now with especially in the singing styles, you've got traditional Irish songs that are now almost sounding like American folk songs or Scottish folk songs. There's a lot of that crossover as well, and a lot of the Isaac will know this, a lot of the musicians, I suppose, in America, like Eileen Ivers, Cherish the Ladies, like they are, I suppose, Irish Americans, but they're playing stuff that Irish people would only imagine sometimes. They'd love to be playing like that, so the crossover is huge, and I suppose we're really thankful that our ancestors came here so that we got a bit of the culture of America as well. So we bring a lot of that into the show, because I suppose we have to remember a lot of audiences that we play in front of maybe are not familiar with the culture of Ireland. I mean, in comparison to America, we're only really a dot on the map, Ireland, you know, the size of it. So by, I suppose, fusing all of these styles, we're hoping to invite a larger audience to sit in seats and hopefully then realise, you know, that Irish music is a great thing, and hopefully that they might want to go out then and play it themselves or at least get a teacher.
Well, yeah, you know, there seems to be a lot of people who've shown up on this program who are picking up traditional instruments, yeah, whether Irish or otherwise. And I've been sort of amazed by the number of young people who are doing that. Mm. And it seems really refreshing.
Well, we're getting a lot of young people at the shows, and all the feedback is really positive, which is great to hear, because for a long time in Ireland, Irish music, I suppose any nation's culture, sometimes it was, for a long time, as Johnny mentioned, like stemming from years ago, it was almost, you know, it wasn't the coolest thing that you could have done as a teenager. But now that's kind of done a full circle, and the amount of young people playing Irish music in Ireland is growing, you know, every day. And even now in America as well, when we hear that feedback from young people here, it's even better, because it means that our culture will never be lost now that the younger people are so interested in it and want to keep it going.
So it's kind of hip to do traditional in,
yeah,
Ireland right about
now. We're very
now.
Cool people.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you look like it to me, yeah, very... Yeah.
So I mean, if you walk down the streets in Galway, where this group is from, I mean, Irish music is almost mainstream. Mm. I mean, there'd be more trad music bars than there would any other kind of bar in Galway, really.
It's great, like, because people are making nice livings out of it as well, which is lovely to do something and work at something that you're so passionate about. So. Yeah.
Well, let's hear. What's our next passionate tune?
Fleur, with a French name.
Yep. This is a good example of a kind of a mixed genre kind of number. This is a few different styles. The first number is a French Canadian number, and they're going into some Irish polkas and an Irish reel in the end.
So kind of a progression here. This Celtic Crossroads is the name of the show at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston tonight at 7:30. They're in our studio live on Live and Local. Thank you. waiting for you to kick it up one more notch. Well, that's a great way to send you out. I know you have to get back on the road head down to Charleston in a matter of moments. Mm-hmm. These are musicians from the show called Celtic Crossroads, and a series of, what did you start out with, a French Canadian?
I said that the wrong way. It was an Irish tune followed by a couple of polkas.
A slip jig into two polkas.
French Canadian rhythm.
Just to confuse the dancers.
Yeah.
And there will be dancers, for example, on that number?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounded like it had to be a dancing number.
That's a dance number.
Yeah, with hard shoes and everything. Yeah. And each of you is doing one instrument now, but I understand most of you cover a number of them in the actual show.
Most of us play about two or three separate instruments, yeah.
So we'll have 20 or so different times in the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty dynamic event.
Yeah,
our musicians, flutist Lindsay Moyna, banjo player Jonas Fromsire, fiddler Michael McClintock, guitarist Johnny Beryl, accordion player and singer we heard earlier, Marianne Knight, Ellen Piper, Isaac Alderson, and the drummer on the Bowron, Dermot Hurley. And I appreciate your coming in here and waking yourselves up. And
you
helped wake me up.
Stop.
Just being able to watch and hear you playing live. And
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I'm thinking, geez, maybe I ought to drive down there for the show. It
sounds
like you should.
It should be a treat.
We'll roll the red carpet out for you.
Will you really?
We will.
All right, whose cell phone do I get to call when I'm coming? And I want to see that red carpet now that you promised.
He's going to try to be Kevin.
Champagne and strawberries when you arrive.
Celtic Crossroads tonight at 7:30, the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. On Live and Local. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
From the Celtic Crossroads CD called, just Celtic Crossroads, the unique Irish music experience. And two tunes, the two William Davies and Kit O'Mahony's. And we heard in that performance one of the musicians who was in our studio this morning, who we just heard on the early portion of this show, who was not able to bring her harp into the studio, but she was the flutist this morning, Lindsay Moyna. And obviously harpist with the group, and that's among the other instruments she'll play, as well as whistles. And I had mentioned during the interview that all of them play multiple instruments, and we're going to feature in just a moment their fiddler on the fiddle, but in a tune generally played by classical players, which they've given a bit of an update to. And speaking of updates, I just got off the phone with the box office at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, and now that we've given a nice little promotion to the Celtic Crossroads show, they tell me the show is completely sold out with a waiting list. So I do not recommend that you just go to the theater. If you don't already have a ticket or aren't already on the waiting list, it is, I guess, virtually impossible you'll end up getting in to see the show. So my apologies for that, but maybe when you see them in another community and they are touring around for into April, or when they're back next time around, you might want to check it out. I really enjoyed having them on the program. On tomorrow's Live and Local, we'll have a couple of different guests. One of them I will mention now is actually performing tonight in Decatur. So this will be a rare occasion where we have the performer after the event. He's singer-songwriter Dave Tamkin, who is originally from Chicago, living in Denver, Colorado. And he's going to be playing at the, place here, in the Lower Richards Treat University Center, at the Big Blue Bistro Lounge, and that is at 8 o'clock tonight, Millikan University in Decatur, Dave Tamkin. I enjoyed also listening to some of His cuts and singing is, you can check out videos on his website, which is just, where did I write that down? DaveTamkin.com or org. And we'll have him on the show for part of tomorrow. And also going to be playing later this weekend at the Iron Post in Urbana is a group we've had once before called Bossa Nuevo. And we'll have them back tomorrow for a 25-minute segment and play a few tunes as well. So that's tomorrow's Live and Local from 12 to 1 here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, your host for the show. And I'll have also a calendar of events through the weekend later on. And at about 1 o'clock, I'll give you weather forecast 101. We have news headlines from NPR and more classical music for you starting at 106. Meanwhile, this is music by, oh, I forgot to look up the composer, and I'm always forgetting the name of it, and of course it's escaping me, and it's not credited on the CD, the Chardash, and I will think of it, oh, Monty, the last name of the composer. This is Celtic Connections' take, Celtic Crossroads' take on that tune, and it features fiddle player Michael McClintock, who was in our studio with the rest of them here, Celtic Crossroads on Live and Local. That was Vittorio Monti's Chardash, featuring Michael McClintock on the fiddle and with the rest of the Celtic Crossroads team here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Wanted to share something a little bit different with you as soon as I get it queued up here. This is... this is from music by Meredith Wilson. Meredith Wilson, you might know, is the composer of the musical The Music Man, and I mention it because there are performances this weekend at the Decatur sponsored by the Decatur Park District. First through 12th graders presenting the show at the Decatur Civic Center Theater. That's Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 4, and 7 o'clock, and a performance on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And I thought I would play some music that chances are you haven't heard, and neither had I. This is from his Second Symphony, Meredith Wilson's Second Symphony. We will hear the seventh movement and into the eighth movement a little bit. It's actually continuous, so it doesn't just stop. And this movement from his Second Symphony, which is nicknamed, by the way, the Missions of California, this movement is called San Juan Capistrano. It's sort of the scherzo movement or the equivalent of it. The Moscow Symphony is led by William T. Stromberg, and this music by Meredith Wilson here on Live and Local. It's the scherzo movement, effectively the scherzo movement, the third movement from the Symphony No. 2 by Meredith Wilson, called The Missions of California, that movement, representing San Juan Capistrano and its famous swallows. A performance by the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, William T. Stromberg conducting. Meredith Wilson, the composer of the music for the musical The Music Man. which is being presented by the Decatur Park District. Park District, I don't know why I can't say that today. First through 12th graders at the Decatur Civic Center Theater. Friday and Saturday night at 7, a matinee Saturday at 4, and a matinee Sunday at 2 o'clock. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Hi, this is Masumi Rostad of the Pacifica String Quartet. Please join WILL 40 North, Krannert, and me for the new Docha Chamber Music Festival. We are playing at Radio Maria, Cakes on Walnut, and Jim Gould's in downtown Champaign, April 1st to 3rd. Docha will feature great music from some of our town's finest musicians, including Stefan Milenkovic, Dmitry Kuzov, Rudolf Hawken, and my group, the Pacifica Quartet. Admission is free. For more information, visit docha.org.
Here are some other events that you can participate in this weekend. In fact, this one is coming up in just a moment. The Millikan School of Music, there's a student recital, actually not specified on my listing here in Kuiper Hall on the Millikan campus in Decatur. That's coming up at 2 o'clock. And at Illinois Wesleyan University tonight, a guest artist recital featuring percussionist Thierry Miroglio and pianist Ankusa Aprodu. That is at the Westbrook Auditorium of Presser Hall in Bloomington, 8 o'clock tonight. The Sugar Prophets are a blues band. They're at the Canopy Club in Urbana on the U of I campus tonight at 9 o'clock. Jazz pianist Sam Ginger is at V Picasso in downtown Urbana tonight at 9 o'clock. Some new music from Asia is rounding out the Illinois State University New Music Festival at Kemp Recital Hall in Normal tonight at 8. They've been focusing on Asian new music for sometimes traditional Asian performing ensembles. The Replacement, the name of a play on North Vermilion in Danville. Is this the Rantoul, the Danville Light? I'm not sure which group is presenting this. Not listed here either, and that's our fault. Dancer Works is a production of the Springfield Ballet Company. They're giving that at 7 o'clock tonight at the Hoagland Center for the Arts on South 6th Street in Springfield. Fertile Ground is an original opera by David Veo at Illinois Wesleyan University, co-production with Prairie Fire Theater. It opens Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Presser Hall on the Illinois Wesleyan campus in Bloomington and then continues for performances next Tuesday and into later in the week. And we'll be having a conversation with David Veo to air in the first part of next week on this program. The Danville Barbershop Chorus with the Danville Sweet Adelines performing Sunday afternoon at the Danville Area Community College Bremer Auditorium. That's at 2:30 on Sunday. Our forecast calls for a cloudy, windy, and cool afternoon with rain, the high temperature 44. Tonight will be cloudy with a few lingering showers in the evening, then clearing and colder overnight, the low 28. Tomorrow sunny, the high 47. Saturday partly to mostly sunny with a high of 56 degrees. We're at 44, a little bit after 1 o'clock. This is WYLL FM and HD Urbana. Operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana. We're the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. News headlines are next. Jeff Esworthy has more music for you starting at 106.